Hello everyone and welcome. This is Kwal Gukukoglu on behalf of Code Factory, welcoming you to another podcast of Mobile Speak 4. Code Factory is one of the leading providers who make phones and PDAs accessible to the low vision and to the visually impaired. I have a Touch Pro 2 running Windows 6.5 with Phonix and Heather installed to main memory. I also have voice command, which I'll be using so that I can demonstrate how you can start applications so that you don't actually have to go to the start menu using the touchscreen. I'm going to be using my QWERTY keyboard, also my touchscreen, to demonstrate this task. The Touch Pro 2 is a flat device with three buttons. On the bottom, I have a call button. Next to that, I have the close application key and the start menu key. On the right hand side, I have the end call button. On the left hand side of the device, I have the volume control. The screen is quite flat and quite large. The QWERTY keyboard opens on the left hand side. However, I'm going to be turning the device round so that the device is landscape. If I open the keyboard, the screen will rotate. I'm going to now open the keyboard and then press the call button for a few seconds to start voice command and say start email. Start email.
Messaging window. Select an account. List. SMS/MMS. 1 of 2. To move to items, comma, use the arrow keys, period. Left soft select, right soft menu.
I'm going to now cursor down with my cursor key and select the second option.
Set up e-mail, tap to set up a new account, 2 of 2.
I'm going to now select it by using the left soft key, go to tap 1 and tap 4 for the left soft key.
Go to. Select e-mail setup window, e-mail setup, e-mail address colon, edit, at, type in text period, left soft console, right soft next, unavailable.
Here I have to type in my email address, so I'm going to pause the recording and type in my email address and then we'll resume. I've just typed in my email address. I'm going to now cursor down with me QWERTY keyboard.
Password colon, edit password. Type in text period.
Before I type in my password, I'm going to cursor down again to see if there are any more fields in this dialog box.
Save password checkbox checked. To clear the checkmark, comma, press enter or space period.
If I clear the checkbox, I'll no longer be able to save the password on my device, so each time I open the email, I'll have to type in my password. I don't want to uncheck the box, so I'm going to go cursor back up again and type in the password for my email account.
Password colon, edit password, type in text period.
At the bottom of the screen, I have an icon. Heather says icon. I now press tap 1 for go to, tap 3.
Go to. Next. E-mail setup. Try to get e-mail settings automatically from the internet checkbox checked. To clear the checkmark, comma, press enter or space period.
I have the box which is checked, which says get email settings from the internet. I don't want to do this, so I'd rather type in all my settings manually. So I'll check the box by pressing the enter key.
Enter. Not checked.
I'll go down again with my cursor key.
Read privacy statement online button. To activate, comma, press enter or space period.
Here I can read the privacy statement, which I don't want to do, so I'm going to press the right soft key by pressing tap 1 for go to, tap 3 for the right soft key.
Go to. Next, e-mail setup. Your e-mail provider colon. Combo. Select your provider. 1 of 4. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys, period.
Here I select my email provider.
Enter. Internet e-mail, 2 of 4.
I'll now press the right soft key, tap 1, go to, tap 3 for the next dialogue box.
Go to. Next. Open parent example colon Kevin can close parent. The name for this account on this device period, e-mail setup, your name colon, edit, type in text period.
Here I type in my name. I'm going to pause the recording and type in my name. I'm going to go down with my cursor to see what the next field says in this dialog box.
Account display name colon, edit, send period com, type in text period.
I have account display name. It says sent.com, however, I'm going to change this so it says fastmail. I've just typed in fastmail. I'm going to go down with my cursor key to see if there are any more options in this dialog box.
Icon.
Now I'm going to press tap 1 for go to and tap 3 right soft key.
Go to. Next. If unsure, comma check with your provider to get pop/imap settings period. E-mail setup. Incoming mail server colon. Edit. Type in text period.
Here I need to type in the incoming server details. I'm going to now pause recording and type the details in. And now I'm going to go down with my cursor key to see what the next field says.
Account type colon, combo, pop 3, 1 of 2. To change the selection, comma press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
Here I have to select the pop 3 or the IMAP 4. I'm going to press the enter key and select IMAP 4. I've just selected the IMAP 4 and press enter again.
Enter, IMAP 4, 2 of 2.
And now I'm going to go down with my cursor key.
Icon.
There is another icon. And now press the touch screen, tap 1 for go to and tap 3 for next.
Go to. Next. Open parent examples colon Kevin comma domain backslash Kevin comma Kevin get contoso period com comma etc period close parent e-mail setup username colon edit type in text period.
Here I type in my username. So I'll pause the recording and now I'm going to go down to see what the next option says.
User password colon edit password type in text period.
I've already done this and so I'm going to hit the right soft key because the next field says save password checked box checked.
Go to. Next. E-mail setup. Outgoing open parent SMTP close parent mail server colon. Edit. Type in text period.
Here I need to type in the outgoing server details. So I'm going to pause the recording and type in those details. Okay everyone, I've just typed in those details and I have another dialog box, vacation. I need to check the box in order that the email get authenticated when it's sent. I'll check the box.
Enter, checked.
Now I'm going to go down with my cursor key.
Use the same username and password for sending e-mail checkbox checked. To clear the checkmark, comma, press enter or space period.
Here. Select a different username or password if I want to send email. I'm going to now go down with my cursor key.
Advanced server settings button. To activate, comma, press enter or space period.
Press the enter key.
Enter. Advanced server settings. E-mail setup. Require SSL for incoming e-mail checkbox not checked. To check, comma, press enter or space period.
The next two dialog boxes need to be checked. Because they're the SSL box.
Checked.
Go down with my cursor key.
Network connection colon. Combo. The internet. 3 of 3. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
It now asks me for the internet connection. I have 3 options in this dialog box. So now press the enter key. Go up with my cursor key.
3 internet. 1 of 3.
I'm choosing option 1. Which says 3 internet.
Enter. 3 internet. 1 of 3.
Now go down with my cursor key.
Icon.
I now press the left soft key to end this dialog box.
Go to. Done. E-mail setup, outgoing open parent SMTP close parent mail server : edit, mail period messaging engine period com, type in text period.
Now press the go to and tap 3 for the right soft key.
Go to. Next. Setup is complete period to download e-mail comma click finish period. E-mail setup, automatic send / receive : combo, every 2 hours, 7 of 9. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys, period.
Now I have a dialog box where I can choose when I want my TouchPro 2 to look for email. I can have it to set to every 2 hours, 60 minutes, or 10 minutes, or 5 minutes. I'm going to choose 5 minutes. So let's press the enter key to choose 5 minutes.
Enter. Every 2 hours, 7 of 9. Every 60 minutes. Every 30 minutes. Every 15 minutes. Every 10 minutes. Every 5 minutes. 2 of 9.
I've now chosen every 5 minutes so that I get notification every 5 minutes, which will tell me whether I have email or not.
Enter. Every 5 minutes. 2 of 9.
Go down with my cursor key.
Review all download settings button. To activate, comma, press enter or space period.
Review all downloading settings button. Press enter.
Enter. E-mail setup. Automatic send / receive : combo. Every 5 minutes. 2 of 9. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
Go down with my cursor key.
Download messages : combo. From the past 3 days. 2 of 6. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
I've chosen option 6, all messages. Press enter.
Enter, all messages, 6 of 6.
Go down with my cursor key.
Advanced settings button. To activate, comma, press enter or space period.
I'm going to now press the enter key to see what else I have.
Enter, advanced settings, e-mail setup. Send / receive when I click send checkbox checked. To clear the checkmark, comma, press enter or space period.
I'm going to leave this box alone.
Use automatic send / receive schedule when roaming checkbox not checked. To check, comma, press enter or space period.
I can use roaming settings.
Enter. E-mail setup dialog. Selecting this option will allow your device to synchronize automatically when roaming, comma, which may result in additional charges, period. OK button. To activate, comma, press enter or space, period.
So, I'll press the enter key.
Enter. Check. E-mail setup window. E-mail setup. Advanced settings. When deleting messages : combo, move them to server trash. 2 of 2. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys, period.
I'm going to leave this combo box.
Icon.
And now press the left soft key.
Go to. Done. E-mail setup. Automatic download messages : advanced settings button. To activate, comma, press enter or space period.
Now press the right soft key. Tap 1 for go to. Tap 3 for right soft key.
Next. E-mail setup. Message format : combo. HTML. 1 of 2. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
So I'm going to choose option 2, which is plain text.
Enter. HTML. 1 of 2. Plain text. 2 of 2.
Press the enter key.
Enter. Plain text. 2 of 2. Message download limit : combo. 0 period 5 kilobits. 1 of 5. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
Here I can select the limit of my messages. So I'm going to now press the enter key to choose.
Enter. 0 period 5 kilobits. 1 kilobits. 5 kilobits. Headers only. Entire message. 5 of 5.
I've chosen the entire message. Press the enter key.
Enter. Entire message. 5 of 5. Download attachments : combo. Do not download. 1 of 6. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys period.
I'm going to want all my attachments to be downloaded, so I'll press the enter key.
Enter. Do not download. 1 of 6.
I'll choose option 6.
Less than 100, less than 200, all attachments. 6 of 6.
I've just cursored down to the bottom, so press enter.
Enter. All attachments. 6 of 6. Icon.
Now press the left soft key.
Go to.
Tap 1 for go to and tap 4.
E-mail setup. Automatic send / receive : combo. Every 5 minutes. 2 of 9. To change the selection, comma, press enter and then use up or down arrow keys .
We'll now select the right soft key. Tap 1 go to. Tap 3. Right soft key.
Go to. Finish. Select an account. List. Set up e-mail. To move to items, comma, use the arrow keys .
That's all for today. I hope you've all enjoyed my demonstration of setting up email. For more information, please visit www.codefactory.es. Thank you. Bye-bye.